Mr. Bongo Sekundi, okay, Bongo Sekundi, do we have any other nominations? None. In the sense of the chairperson, can I call on our majority to share the name? Good morning, honorable members. The chairperson has actually submitted his apology. He's not well this morning. Do you have any other apologies?
Honorable Baila will join us later.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Apology for Professor Msima of the ISP.
Thanks, Madam Acting Chair. Apologies for myself and Ms. Reitenbach.
Thank you, Honorable Hon.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies from Honorable Malira. I'm standing in for him.
Thank you very much. Today we're going to be looking at two reports. Office of the Chief Justice and the Department of Justice. We'll begin with the report on the Office of the Chief Justice. Can I take a report this time because the copy is largely sent to us in advance? So we'll go through the report, page by page, for comments. Let's start at page one of the Office of the Chief Justice. I hope I'm not too fast. But the pace fine. Page 5. page 6.
It comes from page 11.
Yes.
Report on the composition and functions of these committees, because we are referring to PEEC's Provincial Efficiency Enhancement Committee.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. It's just a typo.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mutabo. Honorable Mumana.
And also on 5.4, the fifth line.
5.4, yes.
Fifth line. The just a vassal of another dad.
Thank you. Honorable Bulana, can you repeat what you said?
We'll move one touch.
Honorable Mutapo?
Chairperson. 5.4. I may not be a first language, this English first language speaker. The committee repeats its support for the first one.
The first line.
Can we just say the committee reiterates its support?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Chapi.
But generally, the minutes are well crafted.
Still on page 12.
Can just redraft it to say that pending the finalization of the traditional courts bill, the committee are the opinion that the recognition of indigenous African law remains subordinate. So that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I may, Chair, as a 5.9, I think, and obviously we will have to be sensitive in the drafting or crafting. The one thing we have not in our observations dealt with is this thorny issue still between the Office of the Chief Justice and the Department or the Minister regarding the issue of a judicially-led court administration model. And we will remind ourselves that both the Office of the Chief Justice and the Minister, when he came to brief us, informed us that the let's say negotiations regarding the end game of this process is still ongoing, but it is sensitive in the sense that there is a divide between these two institutions regarding what will be the end game. But I think it will be not proper for us not to at least observe that we are looking at the finalization of this issue one way or the other in the near future. Because ultimately not to have certainty also is not good for either the judiciary or the constitutional order we live in.
Can I have a comment on the same subject from other members? What you need to try and do is not to go beyond the fast, but this is almost at minutes of the business we had with the Office of the Chief Justice around the budget. Okay. Can you just have comments from other members in relation to this? Honorable Bono? Do you follow that, Honorable Bono?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. To the best of my recollection, this matter never arose out of the discussions that we have had since from the overview of the minister. And the last meetings we had with the department. But be that as it may, it's a matter that we cannot even flag here, because whatever Honorable Hon is raising, it's a matter that was not exhaustively discussed anyway. The last time it was discussed, my recollection is that it was a bit unclear whether the system that the Chief Justice is proposing is in line with the system that generally South Africa is following or is in line with the Constitution itself. But to, as far as I remember, it was never discussed, and even at the time it was discussed, it was never exhaustive. There were no concrete proposals, either from any side, whether the side of the minister or the side of the Chief Justice, as to what is a concrete proposal around that specific matter. So I suggest I don't even touch it in this report. Thanks.
I think I agree with the Honorable Council, because I remember we did discuss this thing last year. Basically, it was raised last year. But this year we didn't at all discuss the matter. So I would think that if we can flag it now, we don't discuss it until we discuss it thoroughly. So it's not part of the committee, of course.
Yeah, I'm not satisfied. It was a long and exhausting week, so I don't know whether maybe all of the ANC members dozed off at the very same time. But it was definitely discussed. Both the minister and the Office of the Chief Justice were asked by me personally regarding this issue. I'm not saying we must take a position. I'm just saying the prudent thing is to make a remark as to the fact that we are aware that there is not an end result to this yet. And regarding comment that this has nothing to do with the budget, that is actually quite the contrary. It has everything to do with the budget, because the Office of the Chief Justice's view is that they don't want to account to the minister. They want to be put in a position where they, in a direct way, go and negotiate the budget of Treasury. So it, as a matter of fact, has everything to do with the budget.
I think I must correct you. You are not saying that it has nothing to do with the budget. It might have something to do with the budget. But the budget report that was presented did not touch on this area by the Office of the Chief Justice. This is what we are actually doing. And we are not trying to put the matter under the carpet. There will come time when we deal with it, with the guidance that we will be receiving from the executive in terms of how they are dealing with the matter. And maybe it wasn't only ANC that was dozing off. The author of the report was also dozing off. You were dozing off too. Because it's not in the report, so we're trying to bring it into the report and comments are made as to why it's not in the report. Because if they're not convincing enough. You can put one sentence, it's okay. But
no,
it's not something that was not that was discussed in the committee.
No, sir, they can't put any sentence. I think the Honourable Sponsor's admission says the matter was never brought by either the Office of the Chief Justice or the Minister. He said it was himself who made a question to them around this matter. So what...
Outside the meeting.
You are saying you ask a question about it, but from the report that
here... Our opposition questions are irrelevant.
I'm not saying so, Honourable. I'm saying the report that comes from the Chief Justice Office does not speak about that. It's a matter that we discussed last year, and there was never even a clear suggestion or proposal on how to get out of it from the Office of the Chief Justice. Neither did the Office of the Minister give a proposal on how to deal with this matter. So to plug it in, to be just bring a matter that is not a matter that is not necessary to bring, because maybe when time is right, the matter will be brought formally, so that we are able to interact with this matter formally and attend to proposals, concrete proposals submitted by either Honourable One or the Office of the Chief Justice or the Minister. So far, I think no one dozed off. I think the report is just addressing issues that were canvassed in the meeting by the departments.
Are you happy or not? Because also, let's try to avoid bringing in matters that are not just. Let me actually find processes that are not really talking the same thing. Honorable Schwartz? And then close. I think we have exhausted this enough.
Chair, I take the point, and my apologies, I wasn't here, so I'm coming from that perspective, but this was an issue which was very pertinent last year. And if a member of the portfolio committee does raise it, then it entitles it to be reflected in the committee. It have these terms. One can just say concerns were raised about the accountability of the Chief Justice and the relationship between the executive by an honourable member, because the fact that it was raised in the committee means that it should be reflected if this is the minutes, as you indicated. We can't reflect everything, but if a member raises an issue, and it is a very important issue, well, that seems to have been resolved because the Chief Justice and the Executive did not raise it themselves. So an oblique reference there, but alternatively then, as you've done in the past, is that it will be raised in the debate on the issue if it's of necessity.
We accept the latter part of your suggestion because the point clearly is contentious is whether it was actually raised in committee or not. And quite evidently, there seems not to be anything to the fact that it was discussed in the committee. That's why there's not even recollection of how the office of the Chief Justice has responded to it, because if it was raised as a concern from their side, they could have said something that we need to put in minutes. So we'll take the latter part of your That action says that if members still want to raise it in the debate, I will come to show.
Say that you've got a member here that specifically says he raised the issue, so it's not a question of recollection. So we need to accept that there's an honourable member who's raised the issue. But again, it's in the hands of the committee at the end of the day, and then for each one. But I would suggest that we do put in a sentence. It is an issue that we then, because we're going to debate around the report itself. So that is my first view, that we do put a sentence in. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Schwartz. Because we are on the part of the committee's observation, do you want to put it in the body of the report? So that this is not our observation.
That's up to Mr. Horn, who made the recommendation.
I'm
not sure if every question that we ask in a committee, it has to be reflected. There's a lot. I asked so many questions and so many questions, and they were not all put in the report, and I think that it's a right question of a debate in Parliament, but we should reflect unity here, and otherwise I will also ask my questions that I have to be flexible and all, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Mulan. Honourable Mutab, Maila, excuse
me. Chair, thank you very much. I also remove the opinion that the matter should not reflect in the report because it was not a matter of discussion during the committee meeting. Not even a sentence, I don't think that would be wrong.
Honourable Gauzi?
Thank you, Chair. I won't waste your time because we want to close on this matter, but my view is that if the Honourable Member seated in this House actually put it to this House that he raised the matter in this portfolio committee, we should not isolate facts and we should not isolate issues that are raised in this portfolio committee. It should be put, but it's entirely up to him where should that reflect, either on the body of the report or on the observations. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Mkawishi. Christine, what do you think?
We could just put a sentence in about noting that the matter is
in the body of the...
No, you need to put an observation. It's not in the body. It wasn't raised in the body.
If it's not raised in the body, how does it become an observation?
Because at the beginning we talk about this is where the OCJ is in terms of it's a national department. But the minister did raise it when he
Yeah,
I think we're just clear on this matter. But we don't want to put any sentence. Part of the reason that this matter has sparked a very serious debate. And it leads a lot of views that we canvassed and a lot of proposals from honorable members from the Office of the Chief Justice and so on. So just to raise it here, this report, we're just sparking a debate that in the future we'll take concrete proposals on to say the Office of the Chief Justice has this view, the department has this view, we'll then contribute from the views that we are canvassed by the two stakeholders. But to raise it now, what are we going to say about it? It was not even canvassed at this point. For the purpose of this budget, it was never canvassed. But we are aware that in the future it is a matter that will be raised in this committee and we'll have to apply our minds on it. So what debate do you want to spark? Please.
Can I just make a ruling on this to say? Why the NDNP is an issue that needs to be engaged on by this committee? Can we then therefore maybe say in future we will have to call the minister to engage on this matter? The minister should come and brief committee as to where they are. With it, rather than us putting in paragraphs of things that are not discussed in the committee. Honourable, I'm making a ruling to say that we are not going to shut it out of this committee at all. We'll just look at it differently, saying we will have to call the minister so the minister can come and address us on it. Then it actually caters for all the concerns from all the sides. Okay, can we proceed now with our business? We were on page 12. Page 13 of the report.
Sorry to take you back. Mm-hmm. Just on page 12, there was 5.5. The issue of land was raised, and the view was expressed by the chairman that the land question is at the heart of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Now, I would say it's a very important point, but I don't want to enter a debate about issues that are already passed. So maybe it is an issue for debate, but there are many issues relating to poverty, unemployment, and inequality. Land is one of the issues. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to ask to move an amendment. I think we need to finalize it, but I just wanted to raise that from my side. It was a view expressed by the chairperson, and I'm sure many members would agree with that. But from my view, sitting on the Finance Committee as well, there are many issues that are causing unemployment, poverty, and inequality. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for the input, Honourable Swart. Indeed, there are a lot of other issues that may actually be handled by other particular committees that relate to poverty and unemployment and inequality. We still on page 13. Move for adoption of the report by the committee. Honorable Bomlana.
May I move for the adoption of the report?
Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable Mutapo. Yes. Okay, thank you very much. The opposition?
Well, in terms of the budget, we reserve our rights, and in terms of the report, we vote against the report.
Thank you, Honorable Self. Honorable Mukafe of EFF.
Thank you, Chairperson. The EFF supports the budget of the Office of the Chief Justice. We also have noted that the budget is too little, and we call on the Treasury, obviously, to review the budget allocation of this office. and we stand in support of the budget and of the office because they are the guardians of and the custodian of our constitution.
Thank you, Honourable Mkhonsi. Honourable Swart.
Chair, we like to consider our position, so we abstain at this stage. Thank you, Chair. Okay.
Thank you, Honourable.
Okay,
I'm advised to request votes in favor and not in favor.
Upward
the report.
In
favor?
In favor.
Six. Okay. Not in favor? One. One. Thank you very much. The committee adopts the report. We'll have a short break quickly and then come back to the old Department of Justice.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we can proceed to the next report, which is number two. That is a report on the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development. We will do the same on the report for page by page in order for us to actually manage to make amends and change the page. Page one of the report. Thank you. say two. Honorable Swart.
I think 3.1.1 lines 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where we've got domestic forecasts. I think that's domestic economic growth forecasts.
Line number 5, 3.1.1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Line 5 is
3.1.1. Oh, domestic forecast they will have.
So just put in the words domestic economic growth forecast.
Domestic economic growth forecast. Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Swan. Page 3.
Chair, just at the top. If I may, lines 1, 2, 3, 4 from the top. In the next 3 years, collaboration with the business. I think that is in the time. You can delete the word that. Just with business, labor, and services.
With business, without a day. Okay, thank you, Honorable Schwartz. Still up page 3. Page 10. Honorable Kapu.
The National Action Plan, Chairperson, should be NAP, project, not MPA.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mutapo. Honorable Pumala.
Yes, I didn't we talk about bullet proof number 3 down there, prevention of hate crime. Was it not hate speech bill? Didn't we talk about prevention against racism, the act on racism? I'm trying to you remember that. I don't see it yet.
The next bill is not addressing that. Christine?
In this part, I'm just really talking about what the department has reported to us. We do talk about racism in our observations. So we'll find it later on in the report. We discuss it later on in our report.
Maybe what he could do is just to mention here in terms of this development that hate speech bill has been looked at to address racism. Is that what you want, Honorable?
No. I think what we discussed is that we don't need hate speech bill. We need a bill that addresses racism, not hate speech. Like that does.
Is the point that you're discussing?
The part that we are busy with right now, we are only voting on what the department has said. So when it comes to the concerns raised, the members, they will be reflected in another part. So the issue of the resistance and all the other stuff is still coming.
Are you correct, Honorable Woman? Thank you. Let's proceed to page 11. Department of Constitutional adaptive and constitutional development. These additional funds will contribute to reducing backlog of criminal cases. Will you restructure this question so that it actually makes sense?
Can I just respond? Yeah, of course I will. No, there was a few paragraphs in itself with the budget cuts to the Legal Aid to Africa, but it's just what was stated by Legal Aid to Africa. The paragraph was removed.
Okay. We need a real increase of, we can just see what the percentage. And then it will then amount to 15 million and for 2015, 2016, 3 million for. So I think we just need to increase the percentage.
The 345.4 million in 2015-16, a real increase of ways of less public protection.
There is no amount there, just a question mark.
This is what we are talking about.
All right. Thank you.
Another one?
Yes, sir. It's also just a technical thing, but there on the table 11, there's also a question mark, which I don't think should be there.
We will delete it, thank you. Page 28.
The very first sentence there, or line, there seems to be a one by too many.
On page 35.
Yes.
11.11, we just need a verb. 11.11, Parliament has approved.
Thank you, Honourable.
Honourable Schwartz. And then that second paragraph, the discussion should actually also bring in the adjustments I recommended for OCJ in terms of utilizing Mpumalanga High Court, because what the OCJ report is saying, it says that Mpumalanga High Court cannot be utilized because there isn't any consent. We are saying that maybe they should make some adjustments to make it possible for the court to be utilized, so that it doesn't remain the white elephant.
And the OCJ report, we did
feel yes, it's in the OCJ report. Yeah. That the court is going to be there, but it's not going to be utilized because of insufficient funds. The DS actually stated that they should do some adjustment of their allocation to make it possible for that court to operate. 39. Honourable Horn.
Thank you, Chair. Once again, the 11th full stop there before that. And then also maybe just, although as the Honourable Mutapu, English is not my first language, but the second paragraph maybe would read better if you just say the State Attorney instead of the State Attorney offices. And then obviously if we use the singular, it must be E. Yes.
Thank you, Honourable.
Thank you, Honourable Hon. Welcome, Honourable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Page
13. 9 is. 11.12. It goes to page 39, last paragraph. 30 July, I think it should be 2016. Not the same.
Comprehensive. Thanks, Honorable Mutapo. We'll make the changes. 40.
Maybe be just be informed with what we are, please.
Every member can add in what they want.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Breitner.
And in house you have a
okay. This is the correct language, Christine. Thank you. Okay. Quite noted. Thank you. You still on page 43?
Next paragraph, the committee asks Smith, the second paragraph, to take up the fact.
Thank you, Honorable Schwartz.
I'm not sure what senior legal profession means. Constitution and draft to increase its senior legal profession, perhaps.
I'm also struggling to find it. It's okay. You said for the next paragraph, 14.3. Because I'm busy with that first paragraph and I couldn't see what you see. You're right, Honorable Kittenberg? Okay, let's proceed on page 43. The rest of 43.
It's a matter that will come fast. No, listen, so that you can
we can bring superior arguments.
No.
See the matter? You must listen first so that you can bring a superior argument. The matter was conversed in that meeting. And it is clear, I also saw yesterday on TV that it could not fly. It was shot down by that very meeting that issue of an apology. And that it does not necessarily arise that we must apologize. So we have continued on those cases. And the meeting has unanimously agreed that we have gone to Paris. Yes. On budget and the strategic plan of the great project. I think that is how we have proceeded with the meeting. So to note it here, it will be spoiling this report in any way because
for you.
It's a matter that is neither here nor there.
Honorable Kauti.
Honorable K. I think if a matter was raised in this portfolio committee, I know I was not there, but we support the point. In fact, the public protector spoke us, needs an apology from this committee and the chair of this committee. So if the matter was raised in this portfolio committee, it must reflect on the court. Thank you.
Honorable Mukafe, Honorable Mutapo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the same principles which apply in the first issue which we discussed should obtain. So, Honorable Bongo, fully covered me. Let's proceed, please.
Honorable Chair,
I think it was the reason why it was important to reflect on this is because the speaker herself indicated that she regretted the manner in which the public protector was handled by this committee.
Yes.
And she says it's a matter that goes to the heart of the National Assembly, goes to the heart of the kind of judgment, and that is an ongoing issue that we should reflect in oblique terms that the issue was raised. We don't have to reflect that an apology was given or anything, but we can say the matter was handled by this committee. Otherwise, it looks like another serious oversight by this committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Swart. Honorable Horn, do you have your hand raised?
No, but I'm always happy to speak, obviously.
Sorry, Honorable Redema.
It's very clear, Madam Chair, that there are people who object to the apology being contained or the reference they do being contained in this report. And also the people who object to making the apology are those people who should be making the apology. We all remember which members of this committee treated the public protector badly. And specifically it was you. And you, and you, and you. So, I think it should be reflected in here.
You've addressed the members correctly. There's no you, honourable member.
Oh, well, then it's Honourable Mutaba, Honourable Mfulwana, Honourable Bongo, and your Honourable self, who owe her an apology, and more specifically, the chairperson who is absent today, the Honourable Mutsheka, owe her an apology. And I thought, no, I'm busy and I didn't interrupt you.
Can Honourable Member, as much as we pronounce her statement as written back, pronounce Honourable Mutaba saying properly. Imagine if I say Rittenbach.
Rittenbach.
And that's what people do, isn't it? Are you finishing to talk now?
Not even close. So, I think that the committee would incorrect to refuse to apologize. I think it's churlish. And as undignified. Nevertheless, that's your business entirely. But I do think that it should be reflected in this report.
Thank you, Honorable Breitenberg, Honorable Mpumlwana.
Yes. I think, Honorable Chair, I'm not sure if we are raising the same issue that was raised to them and to fear. Now, that more people who have just arrived now decide to support what was raised.
We always raised that.
No.
Order, members. Order.
I think I agree with what Honorable Mutabo said. They, you made a ruling on this matter, a similar matter. If I raise something in the committee, and that's it, because I raise something in the committee, or I ask a question, or I vent that something, it doesn't mean that the committee can raise that. And therefore, I don't think we need to support ourselves about this. Can we get anyone?
Honorable Maila?
Thanks, Jefferson. Jefferson, the matter was raised, but the matter could not prevail. And as a result, the matter does not arise. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It has been interesting listening to members, but I think the last point is very valid. Indeed, the matter was raised, but it did not prevail. If we were to raise it, it means all the arguments that were put forward also need to be reflected in this report as to why an apology could not be given. So we are therefore not going to put it in the report. Thank you. I think this brings us to the end of the report. What we need?
Page 46.
Okay. Okay, we'll remove it. Okay, thank you. Let's proceed.
She does not end at all.
Before the term of the office of the present Prime Protector ends in October 2016.
Yeah, we'll
remove the arm. Yes.
No, but I'm talking about...
It's right here, before the term of office.
Of public protection ends.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. 46.
I can just see you, Honorable Doctor. He has accused the Honorable Self of having attached of report.
Of what?
We have accused Honorable Self for having attached the Honorable Self.
The members just sit down to business. Honorable Mumlana. Order. Now on page 46, you want to finish the business of the committee? Any comment on page 46 in the absence of any page 47? And that concludes the report. Can we move for adoption of the report? Any mover? Honorable Maila?
I move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Maila. Seconder?
No.
Thank you, Honorable Mutapo. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will count back votes. How many are four? Five, thank you.
How many?
Are not for the report? Four. Thank you. Anyone abstaining? No abstinence. Oh yes. Okay, I think with this brings us to the end of the report. Thank you for attending the meeting. Are there an announcement to be made? There is an announcement to be made about the advertisement for the National Council for Correctional Services. I call for nominations for appointment of National Council of Services members. The closing date for the is for the asset is the 15th of April. And here are the copies.
Now, what should
we email to all of us? Oh, there were emails, okay. But the copy, I guess, we don't need to have the copy. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to be able to do that.